Lovely morning. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We chat the first Thursday of each month, and you have brought a precious kitten named Radar. For some reason, I can't get it on my Facebook page yet on the radio stations, but folks can go to yours, the Baldwin Humane Society, and see a picture of this special kitty cat who has one eye.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened to this baby?
Well, we're actually really happy he's got that one eye. He came in because a Good Samaritan found him under a dumpster, poor guy. And he had such a horrible eye infection that our vet thought both eyes were going to have to go. But we put him on a round of antibiotics just to see. And he's a tough little guy. And one eye made it through, but the other one had deteriorated so that it needed to be taken out. But he is a sweet, he's really handsome. He's like a soft, fluffy little brown black kitty, and he's really, really sweet. He's a little nervous, understandably. He probably couldn't see for the first 2 or 3 weeks of his life.
Yeah, normally I'm playing with the pet that you bring in, but today we don't want to stress him out, so he's in his carrier. But he'll warm up like a lot of rescue animals. It just takes a little time and some attention.
Absolutely. If you get in his room with him and give him cuddles, he's a purr machine. He purrs. But he's just cautious of the world, understandably.
How old do you think he is?
He's 9 weeks.
Okay. Oh, bless his little
baby's
heart.
He's just a little dude. I know the little dude. He's so sweet.
He really is. How does one go about adopting Radar? Or if this isn't the right cat for, you know, your home, y'all help to make sure that you kind of match the personality of the animal and the age and the whatnot with the family. How does one go about adopting Radar?
Sure, there's a couple ways. If you're interested in Radar in particular, you can give our office a call at 928-4585 and talk to our adoption center manager more about him. You can also go straight to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out an adoption application. If you want to see some of the other animals we have, or cats in particular, we house our cats at Pet Supermarket in Daphne next to the Publix, and Pet Sense in Fairhope next to the Big Lots, and we have cats there 7 days a week. So if you want to go after work or on the weekend, you can always see them there. And it changes pretty regularly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the cats are there, but you also have some pictures on your website too, right?
We do. And we try to keep the website as accurate as possible, but we've been really lucky with cats getting adopted. So sometimes there'll be cats that haven't been posted yet.
I see.
That you should go check out. But yeah, you can always go to the website and see who we've got, sure.
You can type in Baldwin Humane Society or just go to baldwinhumane.org and in the top left, click on Adopt.
Yep.
And find a picture of Radar and other wonderful animals up for adoption. So would Radar need, maybe starting out, maybe a calmer situation, maybe not some toddlers and kids running around? What would you think would best fit him and his needs?
Sure, I think that would be wise, not to have too active of a home. I think any home he went to, as long as they were patient with him and gave him his own space, he'd probably be fine. But yeah, you wouldn't want to stick him in a house with 3 dogs and 2 kids.
Right.
And, you know, he would be overwhelmed.
He's going to be under the bed.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, you recently, just, what, the last week or two, had the Spring Kitten Voucher Program. Tell us about that, and are there any left?
No, we sold out of those on Monday. So on the 22nd, which was Tuesday of last week, we started our voucher, our SKP vouchers, where we sell 1,000 vouchers to get your cat spayed or neutered for $25 each. And those are very popular, and it allows more people to get their animals, their cats spayed or neutered because it's less expensive. And we want to thank everybody who bought one, our volunteers who helped us get through the week, and the vet clinic. Some of our vets that are participating are doing 100, 150 of these vouchers, and that is a huge undertaking.
And
so,
they're basic, almost doing it for free.
Almost. They reimburse us for a little more than we sell the voucher, but essentially they're losing money on these too. So it's a community effort, and that's what's really cool about it, is everybody's kind of doing their part a little bit and making a difference. So it's exciting.
If you missed that, though, and the reason for that discount price for a very limited time is to prevent the spring kitten explosion, right? So if you missed that, though, the Humane Society still has vouchers available year-round. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we sell our year-round vouchers for cats, are $50 for males, $60 for females. You can also get those for dogs, $80 for males, 90 for females. And I know that's still a big chunk of change for people. I get it. But it's much less than what the vet's going to charge you, which can be upwards of $200 in most cases. So
right.
It's a good deal for sure.
It's about half price.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So.
And anyone can get that. That's not any kind of an income requirement or whether your animal was rescued or not really or adopted.
We just encourage, if you're going to get your animal spayed and neutered, we're good with that. So come get a voucher and help. Save some money for sure.
Because in a perfect world, if everyone did that, there wouldn't be a need as much for the Humane Society. And an interesting thing that we've discovered through your conversations with me here is that you're now sending a lot of animals up north where their spay-neuter laws are stricter, and between that and the harsh winters, they don't have an extra stray animal population like we do, correct?
Yeah, it's really odd when you think about it. But yes, we have partnering rescues. We just sent 34 animals to Washington, D.C. 2.5 weeks ago because they have people there who want to adopt cats and dogs, and there just aren't any to adopt because their programs are so geared at keeping the pet overpopulation down and keeping pets in homes. And so we send them with our inventory. You know, we've had cats 6 months a year, and they'll go and get adopted the same day they get there. It's just incredible.
Wow.
It's so crazy.
Has the Humane Society or an umbrella organization gone to the lawmakers, the legislature in Alabama, and to try to get stricter laws? And what laws do we have?
Well, that's a great question. And there, if anyone's interested in getting involved with that, Mindy Gilbert is our Alabama director of the United States Humane Society. And she sends out an awesome email like every month that will outline exactly what's going on in the legislature. And I think the issue is a lot of times the laws will get where they need to go, but there aren't enough animal advocates to lobby for it to get passed. So that's kind of where things get stopped. So and we've actually talked about that, trying to get a group of people together to start going up to Montgomery and do that. But there's a lot of legal hoo-ha that goes into it, you know, that's more complicated than I could explain. But really encourage anybody who's interested to email Mindy Gilbert. And actually, if they call our office, we have all of her contact info. We can get you connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. That's a good, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. But it can be done. I mean, Mobile just passed the, sorry, my words are escaping me. You can't chain a dog in Mobile. They just passed that.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, it can be done, and it will, you know, we'll get there. It just takes time.
Okay.
Tethering. So, no tethering law.
No tethering.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else is going on? Are you any fundraisers on the horizon? I know we just... Recently, you were involved with the Ecumenical Ministries Chili Cook-Off.
Mm-hmm.
We saw you there with some cute dogs and your awesome tie-dye t-shirts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, we'll be at Arts and Crafts, as we are every year. We will be at the PNC Bank parking lot. You know, used to be BBVA Compass at Magnolia and Section. We're going to be there all weekend. We'll have some new shirts. We're going to have some art made by the animals for sale. And we're going to have dogs and kitties there on Friday. So that should be really fun. And we encourage people to come out because we're going to have lots of cool merchandise. And you can meet the animals and have a good old time. It'll be fun.
Seems like you've got coloring books or things for the kids to do, as well as the animals that you can pet and love on.
Yeah, we always have a lot of fun at Arts and Crafts, and we've got a special design t-shirt we've made just for Arts and Crafts that'll be there, that's really, really cute. So we hope people come check it out.
Good. All right. And how's the Uptail resale shop going? I haven't been in a while. I need to go shopping.
Oh, you should. We were open Fat Tuesday, a very busy day. The shop's going to be open second Saturday, as it is every month. It'll be March the 12th, which is not this Saturday, but next. And they'll be open from 10 to 2, and they'll have some really, really great deals. So, I mean, every day I go in there, and there's really cool new stuff. So, you should really come check it out.
What about volunteers?
Oh, yes. Always need volunteers. We need volunteers in all areas. The shop, the adoption center. Now that we're doing more events, we're going to need more event volunteers. So, yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, all you got to do is go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out a volunteer application. Or if you just want to call and learn more about the opportunities first, you can. But we love volunteers because we have over 100 active volunteers. And
wow.
I know, isn't that crazy? And if even if you're worried that maybe you don't have a skill that you think might be helpful, believe me, it is. Because whatever you can do, if it's photography or writing or data entry, we need help with it. So
okay. Yeah. All right. And what else do we need to know about what's happening with the Baldwin Humane Society?
Well, I would say that this time of year, we start getting a lot of calls about kittens. So if you've ever thought about fostering, now is a really good time to get involved. We can set you up with some food and some litter boxes and some toys. The more fosters we have for kittens, the more we can take in this year. So I would, you know, encourage people to think about that. It's great for kids. Have fun with some kittens.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
fostering is a good thing because it's almost like a tryout, a dry run, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I've heard the term foster fail, which is really an adoption success. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of people will foster maybe our senior animals or our kittens or our puppies. And every once in a while, the cats or dogs never leave the foster because they can't bear to part with them, which we are very pro foster fail. So no shame.
Yes.
I foster failed. I think everybody at work has foster failed.
Sure.
So, but yeah, and also it's great for like if your kids really want some kittens, but you're not sure if you want to commit to a cat, foster some kittens. Let them get the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it as a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun for everybody, and it helps us out tremendously.
Okay.
So.
And they can just call or email.
Mm-hmm. Or there's a foster application on the website as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The website's got a lot of information, like, let me see, does it have, like, what to do when you find an animal or surrendering?
There's
there it is,
yeah.
Surrendering a pet.
We work a little differently than animal control in that we can't go pick up an animal, so our process is a little different. We ask you to answer a couple questions about the animal, send us a couple photos, and we will help as soon as we can. We just get so many requests, we have to kind of do it based on the space we have. But we try to take in as many as we can.
It just depends on the situation mm-hmm. and your capacity.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
All right. And once again, the number is 928-4585. And what else do we need to know about the Baldwin Humane Society?
Well, I think that, as always, you know, consider donating. There are a lot of programs that we're trying to kind of get more oomph behind. We've got our TNR program, you know, where we go out and we spay and neuter community cats.
Oh, well, tell me what.
Yeah.
Trap and neuter.
TNR, yeah.
What, trap and release?
Trap, neuter, release. You
okay,
got it.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, we got an Impact 100 Baldwin County grant for $101,000.
Oh, wow.
I know. So thank you, Impact 100 Baldwin County. And it has allowed us to get almost 2,000 cats spayed neutered through that program. And we've actually gotten more grants to continue it through this calendar year. So essentially what we do is we have a guy that can go out, he'll trap the feral or community cats you have in your area. We'll, at our cost, we'll take them, get them spayed, neutered, and return them. So
I don't think I was aware that the Baldwin Humane Society did that. I've heard of the Feral Cat Coalition, but I didn't know that y'all provided that service.
Yeah, we didn't want to advertise it too much until we knew we had secured funding for it
right.
indefinitely. But right now, it looks like it'll be able to go. So yeah, if you've got cats, it takes us a little bit of time because there are so many. But we will put you on a list and we will send our guy out and do it. So
that's really good to know.
It's not for adoptable kitties or somebody's own. These are for cats that live outside that
right.
we just want to stop the population from growing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's usually somewhere maybe down at the pier park
mm-hmm.
or parks or sometimes the shopping center parking lots and,
mm-hmm.
and they come out to eat and hide. You can't touch them, but people want to help take
yeah.
care of them so you can trap them, then spay or neuter them and let them go back to their environment.
And we vaccinate them, we deworm them, we get them healthy. So then they're out and they can live out the rest of their life and be healthy and happy.
That's good. That's good.
Free kitties.
I had my aunt had a situation with several feral kittens that lived kind of in the woods behind the apartment complex. And she had cats, and they sensed the food, and they'd show up. And so it was a problem
yeah.
because she wanted to help take care of them, but there was several cats and kittens. And mm-hmm. I will tell her, she doesn't live there anymore, but I'll let the apartment complex know for sure because that can really help the population in addition mm-hmm. to individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I kid you not, a lot of the people call and they'll be embarrassed because they'll say that there are 50, 60, 70 cats, and that's not uncommon.
Wow.
Usually, we just did one of 200 last month.
Whoa.
So we understand, you know, There are a lot of cats.
I've read that statistic, and I can't remember it. Do you? About how what one accident can cause? One cat can be responsible for, I don't know, 700 kittens or something.
Oh, it's
like
more
that.
Than that. I think one mother cat for like 10 years, if she has babies, those babies have babies who have babies, it's like 600,000 cats or something. Oh. Which is like, you can't even fathom that kind of number, no. But that's the reality of... how quickly they can reproduce.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
All right. So once again, contact the Baldwin Humane Society at
251-928-4585. You can also shoot us an email via our website at baldwinhumane.org.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
And sweet little Radar. We want to get him home. You can see his picture on the WABF Facebook page as well as the Baldwin Humane Society Facebook page. And if you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, it will be posted by lunchtime, so you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.